Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
And Cranium is here.
Yeah, Medea. I'm here.
Or as we like to say, it's Cranium.
Yeah, I'm a
So let's have some fun with you today. Now, we're going to start something with you that is called Behind the Tweets. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to read you a tweet and you're going to tell us what was going on behind this tweet. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Nobody can flirt with your girl unless she's interested.
100%. Meaning, like, I feel like a lot of times, guys seem to have problems with another man talking to his girl. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if your girl allow that much space, especially during quarantine time, 6 feet, I mean, obviously, she's down with it. You know what I'm saying? So you cannot... You know what I mean? You cannot argue with me because your girl allowed me to have a conversation with her. That's what it meant.
What if a girl flirts with you? Is that your fault?
If she flirts with me, I'm excited. So I'm going to work with the program.
And I'm excited.
Ladies, let's keep it real for Cranium. If a guy flirts with us, is that our fault?
I feel like it's the girl's fault if she gives her number.
Right.
You know what I mean? If the guy's talking to her in person, women naturally just attract men to want to say how you're doing, good afternoon, things like that. But if your girlfriend is flirting and texting, then yeah, you can blame her.
The initial, if he flirts initially, it's not her fault. But if she engages with him, that shows she's interested, she's entertaining him. I think then it becomes her fault.
And there's some guys that are very persistent too. Like you can be like, I'm not even giving him no. See, so.
And sometimes you just don't want to be rude. You don't
right.
want to
sometimes you're being nice.
Yeah. And they take it the wrong way.
And if you up north in New York City or Philadelphia, you're going to get cursed out. So you got to tread lightly, okay?
That's what I'm saying.
You might get a water bottle thrown at the back of your head or something if you're in the wrong part of the city.
Yeah.
People get cursed out.
Bitch, you wasn't all that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if my man catches me being nice and sex, he could be mad at me for that, for sure. Because I'm usually mean, like Gigi said. Us up north girls, we kind of mean when we don't want to talk.
Also, what is flirting? Like some people
missing. Hey,
what if your head is big?
Hey, big head.
Hey, big head.
That's flirting. I feel like that's a line that means I'm flirting.
Hey, with a lot of eyes. Hey.
Because like Cranium, have you ever not been flirting with a girl and she misinterpreted it?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, especially like if I'm backstage and like stuff like that, it just feel like you're flirting. But it's just, I'm just a natural sweet guy, so it's different for me. You know what I mean? I'm always cool and just vibrant and thing. But I'm sneaky at the end of the day, so you know what I mean? I don't even know my own self when I'm flirting or when I'm not flirting. It just eventually just comes out, I guess. But
flirt,
it just
oozes out of him.
I just do me, yeah, man. I don't know. I just I be sneaky with it. So I myself don't even know when I'm flirting until like I pass the first base. I'm like, okay, this is working.
So when you say sneaky, mm-hmm. that means that you can't be trusted sneaky? What do you mean by sneaky?
Sneaky as in like, on a daily, I'm a nice person on a daily basis, right? But then like, I'll be saying some like slick things, you know what I'm saying? Just throwing like slick words just to see how they react type of
like thing. What? Say something to Gigi right now.
That'll be flirting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It depends on the vibe, though. After being, you can't just put me on the spot and say flirt. But like, it depends. Honestly, it depends on the situation. And like if everybody just there drinking, when in a vibe, I just start trying to word. And then depends on what I'm drinking. Cause different liquor just bring a different character with me. So that depends.
We had some Ray and nephew the other day.
Mm-hmm. What is tequila? What does tequila bring out in you?
Tequila, it makes me more get to the point. Like I'm more like, yo, wagwan, right. You have a man, where the pan, you know. The Jamaican side kick in more like, where the pan, you know what I mean? Like to the point. Hennessy, no, honestly, Hennessy makes me more like settled, like smooth with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, smooth with it.
You think you're easy? Are you easy?
I think every guy is easy. I feel like every guy knew what they want when they want what they want. You know what I mean? We just get to the point. A female more like thinking like I might like him, but I'm not sure. We just see a girl and just like her and it's just done. There's no even need to be a conversation. We just know exactly what we want.
I like that answer. It's very true. Because I try to tell men that all the time. Like when you approach a woman, it's off the physical. You don't know who she is, what she is, what she, you know, all you see is what you see.
Exactly.
You don't know anything about this woman. But what you do know is that you want to fuck her. So
yeah.
You try to get to talk to her, get to know her, because all of this is how long until you let me fuck. With women, we're more like, look at his shoes, look at his mouth, look at his wrist, look at his car, like, I might, you know, see how he
lives. Let me weigh it out.
Yeah. So we contemplate more and we try to like spend that time figuring it out. But it's not always a guarantee. But with men, oh, they down to fuck from the first hello. Hello, can I put my dick in you? Okay.
Shit, whatever you use my penis.
Have you ever felt obligated to fuck a girl? Like, you ain't really like her like that, but you was like, I guess I'll just do it because she likes me.
I've been in a situation where, that's a fucked up situation, because I've been in a situation where your homeboy have a girl and she comes with some friends and then you have to be the fucking one to like, you know, give right. space.
For the team, the wingman.
Yeah, you got to take one for the team, they call it. Yeah.
Once in Sweden was where I told you the story. I said a girl sucked my kneecap. It was the weirdest shit ever.
What? She sucked. What did she suck?
Kneecap.
Good God, a girl sucked my like deep throat my kneecap. It was the weirdest shit ever. But that shit felt good, bang my friend.
It felt good?
What? Show us your kneecap now.
Right.
Let's see his kneecap now.
What does your kneecap look like? You know, some kneecaps look like a face.
I have a jeans on, but that shit felt weird. But it was, I was like, what the fuck is this? But that shit felt good. I never forget her.
Did she start like head and then to the knee, or just?
This was weird because like I'm the type of, I like my nipple, like me love my nipple suck. Like that's one of my favorite shit. Like when a girl suck my nipple is the most amazing shit on earth. I feel like that shit just put me in a different dimension. Like it's on some next level shit. So. She starts up my nipple and then she's like there and then she just starts up my knee. It was so weird too because I'm looking at her like, what the fuck? And like, she was legit like moaning while sucking my kneecap. It was just weird as fuck.
But you liked it. Yeah.
You know what? People like things that normally doesn't happen. Like if it's someplace where you're normally not like touched or no one ever kisses, it sometimes turns people on because they're not used to it.
Yo, it was amazing.
I'm the next time I come across a man who likes their nipple suck, I'm gonna try the kneecap too.
Maybe it's connected.
It might be.
My kneecap's connected to my nipple.
From the nipple to the knees, baby. Okay.
Yeah, some guys, listen, guys who like their nipples suck, they do not play. As a matter of fact, I'm not gonna lie, I had a good idea for an invention. A sex toy that is like your nipple getting sucked.
Oh, so it's like
guys really like that. Like, I say all the time, I know men.
Jasmine, what are you doing?
Sorry.
Don't you think that would be a good invention?
Nah.
You gotta be the real thing.
He needs a reason.
I'm not gonna hold a tie, my nipple. That's so nah.
Nah.
All right. Behind the tweets, how about this one? Once and say it in any argument, then mean it.
Yeah, when somebody says something in an argument, they really mean that shit.
No, you think that's true? Because I know the ladies here have said some very hurtful things and arguments.
They mean it. Listen, and it depends. And when I say whether they say they mean it, meaning like there are certain things that certain people say to you that you know for a fact they've been thinking about that shit for a minute ago.
I can't stop looking at your nipples.
Oh my God, man, you're awful.
They're really like out there. I wasn't paying attention before either.
And I am now too. I hope you feel like a piece of
not alone, friend. You're not alone.
Welcome.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but I honestly feel like there's certain things that people say to you during an argument that they really thought about it thoroughly before they actually say it, and I was waiting for the opportunity to say it. So that's what I feel.
You never said something you didn't mean in the heat of a moment?
Honestly, I don't like to argue. You know? It's either we are fighting or we're not fighting. I can't bother the bug attacking. It's just like, get to the point with me. So I don't really argue much. And I don't even argue with my woman. I just walk out the house and just like close the door. Because I feel like they get madder when you're not arguing back with them.
It works perfect.
What does she say? All guys say, I don't argue. Okay.
I don't. Yeah, I really don't.
They just do it in a different way, I feel like. But I don't argue.
Yeah, I guess I'm toxic as fuck, though. I know I'm a toxic person. I'm trying to change my ways, though.
That is one of our messages we were going to talk about that you posted.
Yes,
but we're going to get to that in a second. But listen, you never so if a girl tells you in an argument your dick is trash anyway, she means it.
That's different.
Oh, that's different. That's different.
That's different. That's what like that. That's the first go-to thing for a female when they argue with a guy. Let's be real, like that's like. First thing they do, you know what I mean? So I don't really, she don't mean that.
She don't mean that. Because girls be saying stuff like, oh, you broke anyway. You know you're not broke.
No, exactly.
Those words are like things where those are argument words. But you have different thing where you just know for a fact that it's really true. That's why your mama don't like you. She know, you know what I mean? She like, there's certain things she says she know in her heart. Really, you know?
I'm definitely one of those girls that I'll go deep, like, I'll definitely say the things that I don't usually say, but are true in an argument, for sure.
Like what, Steph?
Come on, and
what's one of the worst things that you've ever said?
One of the worst things I've ever said to a guy is, you got a little dick. Your little dick. Literally, that kills them. That really hurts a man's ego.
Was it true?
Yes, it was true.
But that's really an insult to you because you were sucking and fucking that little dick.
Yeah, but at the moment, they're not that quick. The men, at least not the ones that I've been with, they're not that quick. Like, oh, you was fucking me. Like, they'd be like, oh, word? Or if you tell them, telling them if they broke, you're a loser, you're a bum. Oh, that's the one, a bum. Calling a guy a bum, forget it. I've said that to millionaires. I've said that to guys that I've been with that are millionaires. Like, you a bum
ass millionaire.
And it kills them. That one really hurts their ego. That one kills them.
You know, love makes you lie. It's real. That's a real shit. You know that, right?
Love makes you what? Lie?
Love make you blind. It's true.
Oh, blind.
Yeah, my ex would be like, what the fuck was I thinking? And it's true. It's a real thing.
Yeah. Or you see it, but you just don't want to pay
attention. So in love, you don't realize. So maybe she was enjoying that little penis, you know what I mean? Because she was in love, so everything feels good.
All right, now, behind the tweets, this one. Dating someone who isn't toxic is weird as fuck, like yell at me or something. Damn.
I need a little argument. I need a little spice. I need a little
you know what I mean? But you don't argue.
But I need you to actually like, I can't be getting away with everything and you just make it just bypass that. It's boring as hell.
It's all about balance, Angela. You need a little bit of yin and a little bit of yang in order to make everything right.
I don't like quietness. I like it has to be like a rugged in it at one point. Like Jesus Christ, like at least once a week.
Oh my gosh. Come on. Wait, have you ever cried in front of your girl?
Have I ever cried in front of a girl? Cried? No, I never cried in front of a girl.
What's wrong with that? Why are you acting like no?
But cry, what we like cry over what? Like cry like she break up with you, cry?
Yeah, you know, guys will cry to try to get you back.
Yes.
Well, I did some crazy though. I remember one time, it's fucked up. I was dating a girl, but this other girl that I liked, she was in town, and I need to find a way to spend the weekend away.
You started a fight on purpose.
Yeah, but my great grandmother died a long time ago, so I just lied that my great grandmother passed.
Oh my gosh, that is awful.
Yeah, it was terrible. Fucked up. But I was kind of I was just like, I need some space, and I need some space.
My great grandmother died.
That's awful.
It's fucked up.
I'd have been like, do you want me to come with you to the funeral?
Yeah. Where can I send flowers? Let's
And then what if she was around your family and she was like, I'm so sorry about your loss.
I mean, I'm so quick with fixing up shit. I would have fixed it up real quick. You know what I mean? Like, I just, I personally done stuff sometimes, I wonder.
Go, like what? What crazy shit?
I've had two girls cut a cake before.
What?
I've done some crazy shit.
You had two girls do what?
I cut a cake, a birthday cake.
Oh. Okay.
No, I just do it fast. Like, you remember her, that's my cousin. Like, you just do it quick and just make it happen. Like, pop up on me and some shit at a party and some shit. Yeah.
Why you don't just tell the truth?
Because I was younger, you know what I mean? You know, 90% of guys who play games is a ego thing and like stripe shit. Yeah, I don't know if you guys call it stripe, but like, when your friend come around, you know, like, yo, this man is a real gallist. I think it's more like a ego stroking thing for us.
Okay.
Until eventually I realize it's fucking stupid. You know what I mean? But like, there's a lot of shit that I think that man do on a daily basis where it's just more of ratings are like, your friend like, yo, this nigga's a different dude. Like, you know what I mean? I think that's what it is.
Like an immaturity thing.
Yeah. After eventually you pass that level and you just answer them next shit. We're still an asshole though.
How long ago did you pass that?
Probably like 14 hours ago. No, I'm joking. I feel wild, man. I would say it's crazy because I feel like every guy on this earth, this is just my belief. I personally feel like every guy on this earth need that one woman that they truly love, that they lost. So they get close to feel what true love is like, so they never made that mistake again. Until they fucking reach that point, they will always be, he can never control them. Until a guy really love a woman and lose her, and then he don't want to be in a situation again. That's when he change.
Has that happened to you?
100%.
So you have to learn by example. You got to learn from your own mistake.
Yeah.
In order to do the right thing in the next relationship.
But what happened?
Yeah. We just break up and it just, it felt weird as fuck. You know what I mean?
Was it your fault that I broke up?
That was my fault. But like, when it happened, no, I'm not going to lie though. When it happened, at first I was like, whatever. But you know that 72 hours kicking, and you know, it's like, this shit is real. And then like, if each day keep passing and be like, yo, it's not like before when she run, come back and shit. Then it's like, yo. Because guys go through breakup different. And it's fucked up because what's sad about it is, I cannot call my friend and be like, yo, you know, my girl just broke up and it's fucked up. And he's gonna, what the fuck? Like, it's right, Nisha's right. Nigga, come on. You know what I mean? So it's a totally different thing when a girl call her friend, she's gonna say, fuck that bum ass. You know what I mean? He's whack, whatever.
He's definitely
bum.
I don't
think
that shit is.
Bum. It's weird. Bum is the one.
That you right about that. I always say this right when guys and girls break up, we deal with it right away. Like we call our girls, we get sad.
We
sit at home, we eat some ice cream, girls come over. Mm-hmm. But when y'all break up, you just kind of don't deal with it right away. You go fuck a bunch of different girls and then later on you feel lonely and empty.
Yeah.
By the time you feeling lonely and empty, she already over it and then hopped on the next day.
It sounds like he's saying is that, you know, after a man loses his true love, the one that he really likes, he becomes a better man for the next girl.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. Learn from his own mistake.
That's horrible.
I'm tired of grooming these guys, man.
Yeah. They make a better man for the next woman. And it's fucked up.
That's horrible.
That is horrible.
Like, you mean I put in all this work to make you love me, and you hurt me so much, and now you're a better man for this tramp.
It's crazy because that's a situation where I'm with a girl for fucking 5 years, 6 years, and 2 years after he's married and have kid and
moved. Yeah, that always they get married right after.
Real fast, right?
Mm-hmm. And then you got to find another girl to suck your kneecaps. Would you let somebody do that again? Like, would you ask someone?
Fuck yeah, 100%. I'll be saying something.
I'm trying it.
I'll be telling girls, you'll be like, what's the weirdest shit you ever tried? If a break right, you kind of jump out the gate and say, yo, something you can't, she's weird, you know, you have to just like stole it, you know. Get her into the mood and go. But yeah, that kneecap something thing is real.
Maybe your elbow would feel good too.
That probably does feel good.
I think you can lick your own. No, you can't. Just kidding.
I don't think you can do your own. You laughing, but you might like it. You like weird body parts getting sucked.
Yeah, it's kind of the same.
Try the elbow next and let us know how it feels.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm sure you can get a girl to do anything you ask her to do.
You could do a son. Lick upon the elbow.
Lick upon the elbow.
Upon the elbow.
All right, now here's
the nipples. You can have a whole little situation happening.
All right, so here's the next behind the tweet. If I'm single on tour next year, may God strengthen those condoms.
I'm fucking everything that I like. So my tours is kind of crazy. Like, I have fun on tour. You know what I mean? Like, I have crazy fun on tour. And quarantine made me realize I wasn't having enough fun, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So like when I think about, I've been to some amazing places across the world, and like there's certain things that I should have tried that I didn't try, and I feel like if I'm single next year, if there's a vaccine or whatever it is, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna enjoy myself and I'm make sure that, you know.
What kind of things do you want to try that you haven't tried?
I don't want to fuck up my future relationship with whoever is out there that's waiting for me right now. So. I'm gonna be different on that, but I just want to have fun. You know what I mean? I just feel like I want to just try some things I never tried before. Here, I feel like
take it to the next level on you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? More out and stunting. Yeah.
So, are you single now? Since you said if I'm single next year,
I'm single-ish, actually.
Single adjacent.
Single-ish.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Couple situations, nothing serious.
Meaning like ain't nobody monitoring what I do and how I do things, but there's respect there.
So you do deal with someone, but it's not exclusive?
It's open?
No, it's not open. It's something there, but I'm not being monitored. You know, when in a relationship, when you get those calls, where you at, how you doing, what are you doing, that type of stuff, you know what I mean? So it's not there, but it's getting there, but hopefully it doesn't reach there in time. I just need this vaccine to come first.
He has somebody, but she's not pressing him out.
Right, he's still doing what he wants, and she's not on it, like harassing him about it yet.
She's not doing behind the tweets, but it's what things mean.
But it's heading in that direction. But you want to prolong it?
You want to stall it out?
So girls just can't call after 9, though. Still, right?
Oh, after 9 now. Yo, and it's true. Like, it's weird because it's to me, it's like a song, but it's fucking weird to me. I don't understand how a man allows a girl to call his house where he has his family. It's fucking weird to me. That shit is weird. That's like some weird shit. I just never can understand it. Like, if you have a girl on the side, or girls on the side, how do you give those girls so much power to disrespect the woman that you love? Even though you are actually disrespecting her because you have other girls.
Us women have those same questions to men. How dare you not put that hoe in her place? Yes, you're going to do what you're going to do, but make sure them hoes respect the queen and understand where their roles and play them correctly, okay? And then we have no problems. But if the hoe get disrespectful, that you looking at your man like, damn, this how you do me? Not only are you doing this, but you allow this hoe to disrespect me too? Like, put her in a place.
That's always my number one thing, is that men give other girls one up on their girl.
To ever allow a bitch to have one up on me. How dare you?
And it's so easy to be monitored. All you have to do is literally, like, just tell each girl that you have a girl, but don't let them know who the girl is. So when everybody see out, everybody don't know who's the girl, so everybody just fucking play their role. But I don't know what the fuck they be.
You can't predict what a girl might do, because sometimes y'all treat your side pieces too well, and then they feel empowered.
That's what you can't go too deep. That's the thing, you know, when you're with side chick, you can't go too deep, and you have to go deep enough, but not too deep. You can't be like...
So with your side chick, do you take her out for her birthday?
100%. When I used to have one, yes.
Okay, what about, when do y'all celebrate Valentine's Day?
The 15th.
And Valentine's Day.
With your side piece?
Yeah, you do it. Listen, I'm not here to give out free advices, but what I can say is like, the thing that get us fucked up is that when you have, when you with us, your side girl, whatever, your side girl, you came whispering shit in her ears like, yo, this is my pussy for life and all this dumb shit. Cause now you start making shit way more complicated than what it is. You know what I mean? So you fucking girl, you're telling her, oh, this is my pussy, I'm gonna love you for life and I'm gonna have this laying in the road. So now you're fucking her good. Plus you're telling her all that shit. So now you're making shit complicated. She's confused as fuck as you. So every woman that's with a guy that knows that he has someone in her brain, she can change him to come to her.
Right.
You know? So you can't be telling her certain shit that make her feel like, okay, eventually he's gonna be mine. You know what I mean? So you have to keep it in a balance. So that's all it is.
But what if she asks you? What if she asks you during sex? Is this the best pussy you ever had?
What do you say?
I'm mourning.
Good answer. That's always my answer. That's always my answer. Yeah. Is this your pussy?
What if she says, tell me you love me?
He's moaning.
I love this pussy.
What if she says, tell me you love me?
Exactly what she said. I love this pussy.
No, tell me you love me.
I'm like, that's not what I asked.
I don't even like fucking and hearing questions because pussy ain't supposed to come with a pop quiz anyway.
Pussy in the pop quiz.
I mean, you can't be actually mad random
shit.
Pop
quiz.
Pussy doesn't come with a pop quiz.
All right. On the shirt. Pop that pussy quiz. All right, here's the next behind the tweet. Woke up feeling free as fuck. Hard to explain, but the feeling of good vibration. Why are you feeling so free?
I woke up so happy this morning. I don't know what the fuck happened last night, but I just woke up feeling like light as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I have no burden at all. It's weird. It's so fucking weird. Mm-hmm. I literally woke up. I'm in LA, actually. So I don't know if it's the LA weather or what it is that is outside in New York. You ever have that day where it's like, okay, today's a good day. Nothing gonna fuck with your vibe. That's the vibe that I'm getting this morning. Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, that's good. And listen, you've been doing your thing, though. I'm really, like, just happy to see all the success that you've been having. I see on the remix for Gal Policy, you have our girl, Tiwa Savage. She just did lip service a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Tiwa's my sister, man. You know what I mean? She's dope. She held me down when I was in Nigeria. So, yeah, man, it's always a good vibe when Jamaican and you know, African artists link up and make music and this whole vibe. Honestly, I feel like it's one of the best time to, like, be alive in just like the whole, like this whole movement of just the music, the vibe, culture, black people and the whole, like everything just seemed like it's an amazing time to be alive. Otherwise, from the fuck that's going on, you know what I mean? And the positive side of things, I feel like it's just a dope era, you know what I mean?
You feel blessed?
Blessed as fuck.
Same.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of us have been through a lot, like some really difficult times, you know?
Crazy, man. It's really, really crazy. And I get the chance to, like, go to Africa, go to Asia, I mean, Australia, and, like, seeing, like, the movement of just music and just everyone and a whole. Like, everybody's, it's a sad time, as I said. There are certain things, obviously, the shootings and all that stuff has happened. Yeah. But on the positive side of things, as I said, there's just so many dope shit that's happening, like, right there, where it's just, you can't pay for shit like that, you know what I mean? I feel like, you know, we're more smarter, we're more wiser. There's, kids are more educated now with everything that's going on, you know what I mean? Younger. And it's sad, there's a lot of young people having kids, but the internet made you so aware of what's going on to on the other side. So it's just a positive time. I'm happy to be alive. Yeah, man. That's what it is. So good pussy and good life.
Let me ask you this. Since you were talking about how much you love having your kneecap sucked and everything, would you suck a girl's kneecap?
No fucking way.
Why?
Like a 69.
Oh my god!
That will never happen.
Weird as fuck.
Why not?
I pictured it.
If you like it, she might like it.
Yeah, do you not like pleasing women?
Listen, man. God, I want people to understand. You see, God gave me a dick, you know, and two balls for a reason, you know.
Right.
That mean him give me enough backup forces on my knees. So I never give him one balls and give you two, you know. So you know, say yo, this is the backup. So my point is that I feel like I have an all-in-one dick. That's just all me feel.
God also gave you a tongue and a mouth.
God gave a woman a vagina, breasts, breasts.
To eat food.
You do more than eat food with that. And I saw, by the way, Dr. Cranium, that you're not that into foreplay. You want to get right into it.
That's not true. That is total lie.
I got a lie.
Did you say that, though?
Honey.
Did you say
a guy
that?
I said, I think I said, which I I'm pretty sure I said this. I go in it right away when it's not necessarily mine. Does that make sense? I'm not spending fucking quality time with somebody that's not mine.
Okay, so that's not foreplay.
Okay, so if it's your main chick, your girl, you don't mind foreplay.
You know what I mean? Stand up in her neck, you know, some little extra shit, you know what I mean? Fling her through the window, fling her up on the wall, that type of shit. But if just a girl and me, I fuck, I'm not there to make love. I'm there to bust a nut.
You don't care about your, like, what she's going to say about you to other people?
I don't think so.
No, I don't really care. As long as she say it feel good, it's fine.
He be like,
that'll do.
Like, he talked all this shit in his songs, and he ain't none of that shit.
I'm just scared that girl saying I have a small dick. That's the only thing he's scared about. You know what I mean? That's why anytime I'm sending
a
picture.
Even if it's big, it doesn't necessarily mean that your stroke alone is going to get her to where she needs to go. Sometimes you need to use the rest of the elements to bring all of the universe together.
That's not what I'm saying. Saying when the small dick stigma is very, you know, it's something you can't, I can't live with that.
Yes, you know,
I rather a weak short game than a small dick. That's why when a girl asks for a picture, I make sure I rub it down nice to get the angles right when I'm sending pictures.
You send dick pics.
100%. Presentation is key.
So you remember one that hurts the guys real bad when you tell them they never made you come. I was faking it the whole time.
Yeah.
That one hits them hard. Guys with big dicks, they think they like stick their dick in you and you come automatically.
Right, no.
That's what I was just trying to say.
Yeah, if you have a bigger dick, we need more foreplay.
Yeah, a lot of girls don't even like big dicks. I like big dicks, though.
Now, can I lie?
Same.
Okay, but, you know, guys with little dicks are really good at eating pussy.
Excuse me?
That's true. I agree with that.
Guys with little dicks are very good at eating pussy.
Because they had to overcompensate.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
They're good at eating everything, little big guys.
I would not know.
What about kissing? Are you good at kissing? Do you do that?
Kissing?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know if you're good at kissing?
I mean, are you into it? Do you kiss for long periods of time, like a Big Red commercial?
No, I kiss my girl. I don't put a time in and no longer kiss. I kiss my girl if I'm happy to see her. So
like a tongue kiss or like a peck?
French, not Spanish, but French kiss. Yeah, I do.
There's nothing worse than a terrible kisser.
I don't know. I never get a complaint about my kissing. I'm a fucking, honestly, I swear to God, I never ever really.
Mm-hmm.
Have we ever complained to someone about either one of those things?
You just don't do it. Like, you just, somebody's not a good kisser, just don't kiss
them.
We had
a terrible kisser before that I had to tell him it was terrible. Stop kissing me like a fucking Rottweiler, okay? It's too much spit.
One time I had this guy, every time we
lick all around your mouth and shit, like, yeah, no. Stop trying to put all of my chin and my whole fucking lips and everything into your mouth. Stop it.
No, seriously, I had to tell him, like, hey, when we kiss, my chin and all of this should not be wet.
You
that's a terrible kiss.
Terrible.
Or a guy that likes to peck too much. Like,
yeah.
Like, get out of here.
I hope guys like to swirl their tongue around a lot.
Guys like to do that. Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing.
They have no idea.
So, are we talking about humans be doing that for real?
Yes.
Or like they'll like suck your tongue.
I mean, not now. It
has happened.
It
depends.
It depends.
Yeah, I can't breathe. So, Cranium, you're going on tour overseas next year, 2021. You got everything planned. You're going to bring some strong condoms.
Yeah, bring some strong condoms. And hopefully, if I'm single, remember the most important part, if I'm single. Because I don't want my girl to see it out there and feel like I'm just going out to be wild.
So you do have a girl now?
My future girl, whoever she is. I'm going to be on tour, man. I can't wait. As I said, I can't wait. And I mean, to just be in a different environment, be around different people, enjoying myself. You know, I start off in London because I love London. London's one of my favorite places on earth. So, yeah.
Have you ever broke a condom and been nervous, just sitting at the edge of the bed like, fuck?
Yeah.
Actually, yes, and the way the shit is, I don't know why every time a condom pop, you be seeing the most like AIDS commercial.
Why condom pop, right? Condom pop.
Why does the condom pop?
her pussy wasn't wet enough to keep it lubricated. And you know why her pussy wasn't wet enough? Because you just stuck your dick in her without warming up the oven.
That's not true.
I have a pussy. That's true.
That's not true. Like, I have a stomping problem. Anytime I come, I stomp a lot, right?
You stomp?
A lot. Like, whenever I'm coming.
Are you standing up?
No, I'm sure. Like, it's weird because, listen, it's funny as fuck, though. But anytime I'm coming, she has to stay still. If she moves, she's fucked. Like, her back is going to be broken like 10 seconds because anytime I come, I just start stepping. I don't know why, but. It's weird. That's the only thing weird about me.
You said you were going to show us what you meant. So you're laying down and stomping?
Like, how do you stomp?
I just stomp the yard. I don't know if I'm laying down. My foot just died. I have no control over
it. That's like my puppy. When I rub her stomach, her foot start doing like this. What the hell?
I'm just stomping the fucking yard.
Can't control this.
Do you do that if you come from oral also or just from sex?
I don't know. Once my sperm select, this foot is just
stomping.
Just acting fucking retarded.
What if a girl is rubbing your nipples while she's sucking it and you're coming?
Rubbing what? My nipple?
Yeah, while you come and she's sucking on it.
I don't know. That never happened to me. I never came from a girl sucking my nipple.
Not just that, but I'm saying you're about to come and she's doing all of that at once.
She's like nipple here and
oh, mouth here. Yeah, what if she has one finger on your nipple?
I don't like it. That shit is weird. Like, what the fuck you doing? Like, screwing a ball by what?
You have to do that to be on the nipple. You could rub it.
But maybe. You can rub his chest.
Maybe on the tour, he can have a threesome with a girl on the kneecap, a girl on the nipple, and, then the elbow, maybe.
Try the elbow.
Throw them both.
I should try that.
And that's not cheating.
How was that? That's not sex.
Yeah, that's not cheating.
Yeah.
Well, what is your definition of cheating? Because my definition of cheating is
that's cheating.
I think I personally feel like cheating is how can somebody cheat and never get caught?
How can they?
You don't have to get caught to be cheating.
No, that's why I believe that cheating is when you get caught. That's just my belief.
No, cheating is the act of cheating. Yeah. Now, getting caught, cheating is
caught.
You still cheated. Yeah. Some people admit they cheated.
Mm-mm. I will never ever admit something that I ever get caught doing.
You don't feel bad, though, in your head, like when you cheat?
I never cheated.
But if you did.
You said you did. You said in the past you've had side chicks.
You had a grandmother die twice.
You lied.
I never got caught cheating.
That's not cheating.
We didn't say you got caught, but I'm saying you never felt bad during the act. Even if she didn't know about it in your head, you never felt like I feel kind of bad.
I can't feel bad because at that specific moment, I feel like it's just between me, whoever that's in the house and the hotel room. So I don't feel bad because I'm not hurting anybody.
What about after you come?
I only hurt people. Only way I feel bad is if I hurt them, but I'm not hurting them.
They find out.
Do you tell
the type of person who thinks if it's with a condom, it doesn't count?
That's a good one. I never thought of that, but that's
I'm going to use that.
Right.
If you tell the okay, so if she asked you, did you cheat? Do you tell the truth?
What's the truth? I didn't cheat. I never cheated.
But I'm saying if she asked you about a specific person, like I heard this, would you tell the truth?
No. Until I have proof. You have to have proof. I know when a female have information on certain things because I don't lie to a woman when she come to me. So, women are like FBI, you know? They wait and gather everything and then they come to you. Let me ask a question, Kemal. Where were you like on Tuesday night? You know, I was with this girl, but honestly, not never really. Me just talk straight. But like, if it's like you're trying to figure out, it's different. But once a woman come to you with confidence, she know exactly why she asks what she asks. You know? So you might as well speak the truth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you let us know about how that works out.
Yeah.
But Cranium, I appreciate you. You know, we had you on a long time ago, but remember that was mad drama. The makeup artist was late. We was at Atlantic, but I'm glad we were able to sit down and I can't wait till we do this in person. I know you'll be leaving to go on tour, but we'll have a good time. You know, I know you like to have some cocktails, so we'll have some drinks and chop it up. When do you have another album coming out?
I'm not even sure yet, to be honest with you. I'm just like, you know, I'm honest, my biggest motive right now is to stay alive because shit is weird. Also, it's weird. Like somebody said, Earth is ghetto as fuck right now. So.
Yes, I posted an Earth is Ghetto video.
I'm trying to stay alive. I hope you guys stay safe and
Gal Policy, make sure you listen to that. The remix with Tiwa Savage is also available. Well, I know I see you still in the studio, though, doing music. Who are you working with now?
I don't even know these people, to be honest. It's a couple people where I don't know them at all, swear to God. But
I see you being friendly, though, and waving.
Yeah, you know, I have some females here. I guess they bring them, so shout out to that. That's a good sign. And a couple guys here, so everything's good. You know what I mean? I just make sure this year I just wear mask and condom. That's the only rule. So I'm good.
Your mask and your condom. So you have sex with mask on?
That would be so weird. Like, how would you feel? Like, condom is fucked up, because how would you feel someone put you in a bag?
He's funny.
Oh my God. On that note, please use condoms. Stay safe.
Yes.
Wear your mask. Cranium, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you. I appreciate you. And I appreciate you for performing for Angela Yee Day this year, though, by the way, too. I just want to put that out there. You were amazing. And I know you took the time out to do that. And thank you for inviting us to Jamaica. We're definitely going to come out there to hang out with you as well.
Yeah, I told you, pull up. The crib is almost done, so it's good.
All of us. He got a house in Jamaica. He said, anytime we went, it's ours.
We're pulling up, literally.
He really didn't say that, but I'm saying it.
Good enough.
All right. Thank you.
Cranium.
Thank you.
It's Cranium.